Tigers. Right now, we're cruising to Liberty High School to talk with head coach of the Liberty Eagles, Coach Ackland. Hey, how we doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Gary?
Fantastic. Congratulations last week picking up a win over the Willow Springs Bears. A lot of points. And, you know, that sometimes that can kind of – that can really help the morale, can it?
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely can. It's a good team win for us. Our veteran guys started off the game with some big plays, got the momentum rolling early for us. I mean, we didn't play perfect by any means, but I feel like they did a great job of, you know, kicking the game off for us. Guys got an onside kick, first one of the season that, you know, we were actually successful with. So that was good to see improvement on special teams and making some big plays early. And then our young guys came in and did a great job of, you know, showing us some things that we wanted to see from them on a Friday night instead of just a Monday night. So It was good all around to see the team, you know, morale boost a little bit last week.
Yeah, you know, I mean, from my memory here, you know, I thought Eddie Rodriguez, he was having some fun out there Friday night, and Chris Shar was having some fun, and it's good to see these younger players, you know, having some success, and hopefully they can build off that.
Definitely, yes.
Defensively, of course, you know, you got to run a lot of players in, work on some depth, because like tonight, the Mountain Grove Panthers will be hosting your Liberty Eagles, and you know, the competition level is going to get a little more stiffer, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Mountain Grove is a really good football team. I mean, they're always, you know, one of the most physical teams on our schedule, and we know that going into this game. So they got a lot of guys back from, you know, that team that we battled with twice last year. So, you know, we know we have our work cut out for us, and we're excited to get over there and compete with them.
Now, overall, you know, health, your Liberty Eagles been pretty healthy. You know, I mean, it's week six, so the bumps and bruises, that's part of it. But overall, fairly healthy?
Yeah, we're still missing one of our seniors, number three, Adrian Pendergraft. We're hoping to have him back, you know, pretty soon in the coming weeks, but he'll still be out tonight, unfortunately.
Well, and you know, I mean, when you talk to your team about things like that, it's creating depth. You know, I mean, you've had to kind of shift some things around. You've put Honeycutt there at the gun position, and you've moved Eli Moore back out to a more he was, you know, he played it a lot last year, cornerback. But is it helping? I mean, in a bad situation, taking something that is not, you know, ideal, but trying to find the positives off of it, it is creating a little bit of depth for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think it's unfortunate that one of our seniors hasn't been with us most of the season. But like you're saying, whenever he comes back, those guys that have had to move around and play different positions that, you know, they won't have to play when he comes back. But, you know that you always have. You have someone there in case you ever need someone.
Mm-hmm.
You have depth. You have experience in different spots. So, you know, I think that can always be a positive going into districts whenever you have guys that have done that for you, moved around and shifted and just got that experience.
Well, and again, now, you know, I'm kind of hopping all over the place, but going back to last Friday night, you know, there were some things that the game pretty much was under control, and it gave you an opportunity to work on. And one thing in particular that I noticed was your field goal kicking, and because that's a big that's a big deal. That's important to have that, you know.
Yeah, and that's something else we've thrown on Gavin Reese. You know, imagine that. But yeah, he's been our most consistent guy at practice. You know, we've tried to find other guys that could do that, and you know, they were just young. I'm not gonna put anything on them, but you know, Gavin Reese, he's just a do it all kind of guy. So if he can start getting comfortable kicking those field goals, that would help out the team a lot. Just, you know, being consistent, putting 7 points on the board every touchdown instead of, you know, six half the time and eight half the time. Just go seven every time. That, you know, that takes a lot off of a lot of pressure off of your guys. So
Well, and a lot, you know, if I don't know how deep you are into the analytic side of the sport, but you know, some analytic pros will say, go for two every time. Why are you kicking a? Why are you going for one when you can get two? You know, but
yeah.
I mean, there is a little bit more science into it, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if we left it to Coach Holland, he would probably love to go for two every time because he's an analytics guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like having a field goal kicker that can consistently put seven on the board for you. So
mm-hmm.
It would be nice to have out of Reese if we could get that going.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's another weapon. I just look at it as I don't have any problem going for two, but,
yeah,
you know, it's nice to have that weapon. Game is on the line. 2 seconds is on the clock. It's fourth and goal, but you're back at the 20, and you got a kid that can kick a field goal. Well, you know, that's a wonderful that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, for sure. Something Liberty never really has is a field goal kicker where you can trust them in the red zone. But
yeah,
you know, it'd be awesome.
And now, take us through how did Monday night go?
Oh, Monday night went really well for us. We ended up with another shutout. I believe it's 54-0.
Mm-hmm.
And, our guys played really good. We're really proud of our young guys.
And then, of course, last night, junior high, you got any update on Thursday night junior high football?
Yeah, they had Houston at home last night. Our B team lost. You know, they did a great job. Most of them are sixth graders, so
mm-hmm.
They're fighting to get seventh graders every night, but they're getting better. And A-team got a big win. I believe it was 48-14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they played awesome. That's a fun group to watch for sure.
I know you're excited about every one of the junior high football players, but, you know, who are some of the eighth graders that you're really looking forward to having an opportunity to coach?
Oh, man, there's a bunch of them. Really, that whole team
mm-hmm.
has they got about 11, 12 guys that we noticed last night that we were really excited to be coaching. I mean, their quarterback right now is Caden Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a stud athlete. You got Cooper Holden, Easton Smotherman on the outsides. You got Greer. You got a whole line crew. You got Wyatt Cox, Brian Thompson, Schulte.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just so many. I know I'm forgetting some, and I apologize to them, but there's just a bunch of guys that show a lot of talent,
mm-hmm.
a lot of heart out there on the field that we're really excited to have in the future.
Well, and in that junior high program, you know, there's some names that people are going to remember from yesterday as well that – you know, that's going to be coming up, especially in that sixth and seventh grade, that B team group.
Yeah, for sure. They have a lot of kids that, you know, just haven't really fully matured yet. I mean, they're only sixth graders and they're out there playing against some kids that have. So whenever they do, you know, they're just going to be that much better facing opponents like they have been. So,
well, and one more thing before we get out of here, because I know you and your brother are tight. How's things going with Jalen? Give us a quick CFL update.
They actually won last week. They were on a little bit of a losing streak, so he was down a little bit. But, you know, he's still having a really good season. He's enjoying it up there. So he's got a new quarterback, Dustin Crum,
mm-hmm.
played at Kent State. And they've had a really good connection, and he's really excited about the future that they're building together. So. Yeah, he's having fun and he's doing a great job up there.
Is there a possibility in the future that we could see an Acklin and Acklin on the Liberty sideline? I mean, is there a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, you know that we both talk about it all the time, so it would be awesome. That's for sure.
Oh, it would be fun, but. You know, I mean, he's still got his career in front of him, and it's a lot of fun to watch. But it's also for spectators and, you know, alums to think, could we see an Acklin out there on the sideline together?
Yeah, ultimately, you know, that's the goal, but you got to see how everything plays out. But, yeah, for sure, we'd like to foresee that in the future.
Right on. Coach Ackland, thank you so much for spending some time with us and, you know, giving everybody a little quick update on Liberty Eagle football. We'll see you tonight. Again, that game is going to be on the Fox 96.9 live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Pre-game 6 p.m., kickoff 7. Coach Ackland, we'll talk with you next week.
Thank you, Gary.